Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready, set, go.
Go. 1 in 50 people in Scotland are addicted to heroin. Is that a fact? I just looked up. Yeah, I just looked that up. With the number one use of heroin in the world, number one use of cocaine in the world, 1 in 50 people here is a full-on, not just a user, full-on addicted to heroin.
Fucking Christ.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Scotland, bruv.
Have you ever met any heroin addicts?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think so.
I've done this before. Choose a job. Chase pieces of shit who stole shit.
Oh, good. I thought you meant, like, the running people. Good.
No.
Nice. I presume you do that quite a lot.
Yeah, I have.
Good. Has anyone ever gotten away?
I usually try not to let them. Yeah.
Choose good health, low cholesterol, and dental insurance.
Three.
Choose fixed interest. You're breaking up. Payments.
Choose a starter home. No, fuck, rude.
Well, I don't know, maybe... Keep going, maybe.
Maybe I was just eating.
You might be. I don't know. Just close U-turn or whatever. You're downloading Knights of Bannister, you fucking idiot.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Come
here. They're breaking up. Definitely breaking up.
I'm abandoning this.
Alright.
Alright, I'll restart Steam, I guess.
I'll do the same just because, you know, commuters.
Right, you man?
Getty fuck, man. Is your internet had any like rustling? Just like talk to me and I'll see if it's gay or not.
I like goats, big furry goats that stand on top of mountains, and they like to look at me, and I would like to rub their heads and their furry little horns.
Okay.
And they're cute.
All right,
but also, I would shoot them and eat some if I wanted some.
No, no.
Okay, cool. Because you can't tell the background on my computer is currently goats.
Oh, okay. Good. Legalize them in real life. Can we like stitch together the opening to see what's going all right, or will we just start again? I'll just say the same thing. We'll have the same conversation
again.
Okay.
Shit happens.
Pressing stop and before.
It's very funny. Another thing I had to do was scream at Clarissa to like plug in her shit.
Yeah.
Again and again because it was all fucked up.
Mm. Does she like unplug her headset or something?
Yeah, she lay down on the couch because she was drunk, and I think it unplugged the headset.
Top.
And so I told her, like, check that it's plugged in, and she said it is. I said, check. And she said, I did, and I started screaming at her because she, like, obviously hadn't checked it.
Yeah. That's the funny thing about lizards. They'll lie about absolutely anything and not see there's a problem, since they can't think one step ahead to mean that equals that it will be banned for the recording.
Maybe, boy.
Oh, I'm lazy.
There's a lizard on one of the episodes, and his whole thing in life is he gets hunted by this other species that created him, and he wants to die an honorable death, like, in the hunt, and his greatest fear, like, if he fails, then they take him back, and they put him in a cage on display back home, and I'm like, he's a lizard! He doesn't want to be put in the herpetarium, he just wants to be banned! Being put in the herpetarium is the greatest shame you can experience.
Yep. Good. And he's been chased by, like, the Rubinet mod team.
Yep.
Fucking
I'm playing any moderation occurs on that site.
Mm-hmm. Alright, time to go.
Are you ready?
Yep.
I just click play when you hear me say go. It's fine.
Okay.
Ready, set, go.
1 in 50 people in Scotland is a heroin addict. And not just like they use heroin, I'm feeling addicted to heroin.
Have you ever met a heroin addict?
No, but I don't think I've met like 50 Scottish people total in my life, so maybe I'll meet someone tomorrow and they'll be there when I.
I've met a lot, and I've met them with the needles still in their arms, unconscious, and I've watched a heroin addict die
Choose
from
life.
an overdose.
Choose a job.
Good.
Choose a career. Choose a family.
And it made
Choose a
happy.
fucking big television.
Good.
Choose washing machines, cars.
And he's better
Yeah.
off, like, for real.
And he told me to fuck myself the week before, so I was pretty happy.
You got the last laugh and several laughs after that since you're
I
alive.
Certainly fucking did, mate.
Choose good health, low cholesterol, and dental insurance.
So when you run, when you've been
Choose
shoplifting and running away from security guards, what's like the best method of escaping?
Choose your friends.
Just have like an escape plan, like have a route that involves like climbing over shit, because the skid yard probably just doesn't care that much to climb over shit.
The skid yard, did you just say?
Security guard.
Oh, okay, I said something weird. That was some like Australian slang or something.
No.
You know how I was telling you that
yeah.
all gay people have the same facial structure?
Yeah. You gonna tell me all Scottish people have the same facial structure?
Yeah, and it's similar to the gay facial structure. Like, it's pretty hard to tell when a Scottish person's gay unless you're Scottish and like you really see them up close all the time. Since they all look, everyone's scrawny, everyone's skinny, everyone's got
this guy's a huge cock. Don't forget
structure.
That.
Alright. Well, he's a drug user, so I just assumed it. Has a Kank ever done heroin?
No.
But she's a heavy cocaine user, right? Really?
Yeah. Kank told me she's blown over $400,000 on cocaine.
Sensible decision. When has Lisa done heroin?
Mm-hmm. A few times.
Any to get like fingered up the arse for a hit or something.
I don't know. I presume a boyfriend gave it to her or some bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, gays, pifters.
By the way, that is like a common thing with heroin addicts, is they all hang off of each other and literally kiss each other and shit, even if they're not gay. I don't know why.
I guess they're just like.
I've seen it happen.
They feel
times.
So good. They want some affection to top it off or something.
Mhm.
Right, proof everyone's secretly bisexual. When you're high, you don't hide it. Yeah, since, like, I know Lisa, I want to, like, say, like, oh, it can't be that crazy.
Maybe you should listen.
But then,
Maybe
yeah,
you should
I've, like,
to narration. It's interesting.
I've read an image macro of it several times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, I already know what it is, and like I can't agree. But then again, they're advocating being on heroin so they can also fuck off and kill themselves.
Mhm.
Yeah, but then I remember that Lisa like has dated a meth dealer, so yeah, it's not surprising that she's had heroin.
Mhm. Like babies.
Got money, drinking too much. Can't get a bird, no chance of a free bird, lizard's bird, babyhood. You have to worry about bills, about food. I recognize that actor. I think he plays Sherlock Holmes in the American version of the show. And all the things that really don't matter
when you've got sincere and Who does? Junk
habit. The guy with the bleach blonde hair, him. I'd say in those days he was a muscular actor. Yeah, I recognize him. Like
what time code are you at?
I'm at 4:20. Hey, blaze it, what's up, bitch?
Okay, good.
So is heroin one of those things where, like, if you're not going to get full into the lifestyle, you only want to take, like, you want to try it once or twice because you get addicted easily or something like that?
Well, heroin is one of those things. Oh, fucking these faggots. I've seen that shit before. It is so fucking realistic, it's disgusting. The only drawback, or at least the principal drawback, is that you have to... Well, I've never had it, but as I understand it. It's because it's completely makes you knocked out and unconscious. People will get very fucking angry. There's a drug they can give you that will instantly pull you out of the high. Mm. And they do it all the time when people overdose. And they get very fucking angry when you do. So let's be clear. Do you remember the Bomb in the Brain series?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember he interviews another doctor in that who talks about the fact that he's worked with for like 30 years with intravenous drug users and drug users in Canada, and every single intravenous drug user that he's ever met was raped as a child. And that's why they like a drug that completely takes them out of it and makes them like high as fuck and just have a nice sleep while they feel good.
Reality.
Yep. Everything. Yep.
Yeah. So we can see why Lisa likes it.
Not just escape, but also feel good. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep. But I also think that, well, obviously you have to be fucked up to try it in the first place, but it is, apparently it is literally so fucking good that
it's something you want to do again and again and again. Shit. If you're not doing it,
there's
no point in doing anything if you'll never be that happy again.
Same with meth, as I understand it. You can't quit drugs. That's a common theme from Lizards. I'm quitting XYZ.
Yeah. And I'll break up with X, Y, and Z and they're back together the next week.
Yep.
Just especially, like, not even in real life in the forums, they'd be like, we're not friends anymore, or I'm not posting here anymore. All right, see you in a week.
Kag is back with Fishmonger, just in case you're wondering.
Uh-huh. Lovely.
Uh-huh.
Lovely. AKA, he just wants to get laid and then they'll break up again.
Yep.
Piss jugs,
vomitus.
Shit buckets. I like how they had a little clip there of a guy saying that, I'd never poison myself with that, and then he takes a drink and then he takes a smoke. So, what drugs have you taken? The drugs I have taken is like I drank half a cup of coffee last year for a mega thread that is never going to get published. That's my experience with drugs, and like Calpol for headaches when I was a kid.
What's that? Like an aspirin or a paracetamol sort of thing?
Yeah, I guess I didn't notice any effect for it, but that's what you got when you had like a cold or something.
I have eaten a large amount of marijuana laced like marshmallow cocoa puff things. And and it had no effect on me whatsoever. Everybody else was high as fuck and I was like, what the fuck is this bullshit? It doesn't work. This is really fucking serious, mate.
Really? Hmm.
Oh mate, I've had this filament. Oh my god, have I had this filament?
What's the filament? I'm not a piece of
when
shit.
When you're
so
sweating and you're gonna have to shit so bad, and you just need to shit so fucking bad. I need a fucking toilet, man. I need a fucking toilet.
Thankfully, I've never had it that bad. I just shit in my computer chair. Oh no, yeah.
It's because I drink chocolate milk every now and then, and it fucks me up. I forgot what I was saying.
There was toilet in Scotland. Oh, you were saying something funny. Speaking of shitting myself, I was reheating popcorn from the cinema for, like, the fourth time, and my sister just told me that, like...
Fucking
that,
Jesus.
That's why it gives you diarrhea, because you're reheating it, because it, like, gives the bacteria a chance to regrow or something, which I find dubious, but...
Oh, that makes sense.
Like, I thought, like, it would just absolutely kill them all, but maybe new bacteria grows in the dead bacteria or something. I don't know, but...
I'd know that film. Fucking A, mate. That's exactly what I do. That's exactly what I sound like. bacteria can go dormant for long periods of time and then come back. Oh, that's fucking rank. And I've also obviously drank alcohol, and I've had medicines, paracetamol specifically.
Have you tried smoking cigarettes?
I've once when I was like a kid, I tried it twice. And I thought it was disgusting.
Good.
And I've
do you get a buzz off
I
it?
Don't know.
Like
No. Oh, but I had not chewing tobacco, but like the tobacco you put between your gum and your cheek that they love in America.
Oh yeah.
I had that in America, and that definitely gives you a buzz. Like I put it in my mouth. I didn't know I was going to do that, and then I was like, fucking hell, I'm not going to drive a car for a little bit. Because it was
what do people mean by a buzz?
That represents shit, by the way, that thing.
Okay. Deep art.
What do they mean?
Yeah, like...
They mean... Like the closest... They mean that you realize that you're intoxicated.
Okay.
A fucking dancer.
You're learning that Scottish one.
I am. I don't like it.
The closest things I can relate to when people talk about drug experiences is like... Like things like heroin or something, like an orgasm. That's the closest thing that I can think of. Just an orgasm, like tens of thousands.
Yeah, that's what I've heard them describe it as.
It lasts for
hours.
But that's
not what a buzz is.
Yeah, I don't really know.
A buzz is simply being a bit dizzy. That's probably the best way to describe it.
Okay, I felt a bit dizzy after doing that fucking Star Wars thing. I felt fucking lightheaded. That was like a bad fucking buzz. Bad fucking trip, mate.
No, you shouldn't reveal what that is.
Okay.
Now everybody knows.
I think I just said Star Wars thing. I didn't say anything that narrows it down. So okay. That doesn't narrow... No, it doesn't narrow it down. All of Star Wars is fucking garbage, mate. They don't know what we're talking about. And, like, when people talk about, like, I don't know, like, mushrooms or LSD or... MNDA or something like that.
Oh yeah, any like hallucinogens, I've got no fucking clue, and I would never touch it if you paid me.
Yeah,
I would do heroin before I did hallucinogens.
I wouldn't fucking take that in real life. But when they describe the trips, to be honest, I've had some very fucking weird experiences when lucid dreaming, where it's obviously like my brain chemistry is just going apeshit. Yeah, for real. My brain chemistry is just going apeshit, and I'm experiencing all these different. Not like just like. Oh, haha, I'm fucking Ellen Page with a dick. Like, my sense of time's dilating and expanding, and just like I feel like I'm different people at the same time, and I feel like I'm in other people's dreams, or I can experience a whole country.
How many years jail would you get for having that in Scotland, a BB gun?
You'd be executed on the spot, I think. Although I've shot someone in the testicles with a BB gun before.
I've had cigars, and I would have cigars again. I like
is it because I'm missing a penis?
No.
All right.
But it's a pleasant taste in your mouth. And you don't have to breathe it in, so...
Okay. And what's drinking alcohol like?
I would have regularly, because that's...
What's drinking alcohol like?
I don't know, it depends on how you drink it. If you drink it like your average lizard, it's like getting as drunk as you possibly can until you're about to throw up, or until you do throw up.
Okay, and what's that like? Just like giving yourself brain damage pretty much, so you're lethargic and can't think straight, and it's nice for sad, retarded people.
Yeah.
But if you just drink a little, is it just like...
Like being very dizzy, and then having like... Comedy.
The dog nut.
You know what it's like. Just read the Wikipedia article, right? Less inhibitions, and you feel a bit dizzy, and you lose fine motor skills. And if you're, just, I'm talking about being drunk, yeah, not drinking.
Yeah.
Just drinking alcohol. Like I'll drink a beer because it tastes nice, but I won't have any kind of a buzz or anything from it. I'll drink it as a drink to drink.
That's weird. My
No, I think it's weird to drink only to get drunk. Because there's tasty drinks there that you can have that just happen to be alcoholic.
I don't know. It's like, if you like the taste, you might drink some more, and then before you know it, you're inebriated a little bit, and you didn't intend to, or something.
You
haven't eaten a few
stupider,
meal or something.
If I'm going to drive, I'll have one drink, and that's it.
Alright.
I like this Spud guy.
My mum and dad were heavy drinkers when they were in college, and they have lots of stories.
Wait, this is
about...
a great scene. Hold on.
All right.
I hate talking to cunts like this. Have you ever talked to anybody who's like this?
I don't know. Like, if this was me, I'd just let him go. I don't have to say anything. It's fine by me. Just go. I don't want to stop me. And he's going, oh, yeah. There was no keep need going. For you to get your foot in the door, as you
put it. Yeah, go. What he's doing here is trying to fuck up an interview so that he does not get a job, but also
so he can stay in the dole.
Like he's trying,
so he can,
so
stay,
he can stay on the dole. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Socialism wins again.
Because the worst thing to do would be to get the job.
My pleasure. Do you see yourself as having any weaknesses?
Your mum and dad have lots of stories about throwing up on train and harassing people. Yeah.
Not harassing. Well. Like, my dad has a story about his friend needed a piss, and he finds him, like, pissing through someone's letterbox into their house. Like, not on purpose. I don't think it was on purpose. It's like, hey, let's fuck someone over. Just
yeah,
like,
I
need someone where to,
here's
where
my
to
problem
piss.
With this.
I'm not going to piss in the street. Oh, here's somewhere
here's
to
my
piss.
Problem with this.
Why is someone's house and it's already halfway
through? I have, mate, on two occasions, drunk to the point of, like, alcohol poisoning, and been... unable to stand almost, and I was at all times fully aware of everything that I was doing and everything that was going on,
okay.
And I had complete control over what I said and what I did, and like I couldn't walk properly and I couldn't fucking speak properly, but I didn't do anything
straight.
Stupid or offend anybody or piss on anything that I shouldn't do. Yeah,
okay.
So everybody who does that can get fucked.
Alright. So does that mean if a really drunk girl wants to fuck you, it's not right?
What?
Like, you know how people say, like, oh, you can't have sex with a drunk woman because it's rape? That's not accurate.
That's bullshit.
Alright. What about using the excuse of, oh, I didn't mean to rape that woman, I was drunk, so I couldn't tell what was happening, I thought she was in for it.
Also bullshit.
Okay.
Also bullshit. You're 100% responsible for your actions at all times. There's only a few drugs where it really affects you seriously to the point where you could say, okay, well, it's the drug's fault, but then it's usually your fault for taking it in the first place.
Yeah. Like, what kind of drugs would, like, alright, you're high as fuck, you know what you're doing. Like, what kind of drugs is that?
Hold on. Like,
PCP, maybe?
Angel PCP and shit like that, yeah. Makes you just go mental. But you're still responsible if you took... Unless someone sipped it to you, you're 100%
yeah.
responsible.
Yeah. This is like saying, oh, I don't know, I didn't mean to kill people with that grenade. I didn't pull the pin, I just didn't know anyone's there. Oh, you're a fucking retard.
He's trying to lose because he's playing with this psycho.
Oh, yeah.
He's stealing a point.
People used to have pornos and VHS, that is very weird.
That's a home video, right?
VHS existing at all is weird.
This is what the Sopranos is like all the time.
Top line. That the poor wee cunt hasn't even glanced in our direction. Fuck off! He was gonna chip him, I tell you.
He's gonna chip him.
I'll fucking chip you, mate. Chip. Fuck. I swear to me, oh, mate, I'll fucking chip you.
Okay. fucking Christ.
That's why I don't like going to pubs, even like posh pubs. Now borrow
this. Yeah, even when I'm very drunk, I'm very good at like walking very carefully, not bump into anybody or annoy any psychotic dickheads.
Begbie didn't do drugs either. He just did people. That's what he got off on. His own sensory addiction. the only people I've ever been around when they're drunk is my family, and they just seem like really happy and chatty. Which I guess is a nice thing. Because most people seem to want to fucking kill themselves and start a fight.
That's where you're at the level of tipsy, where if you're a responsible, normal person, which is... it's fun. It's fun to be at that level.
Yeah.
Because it just makes you feel like, I'll be a little bit more chatty because I don't mind. This is why you shouldn't make sex tapes, because someone will find it.
Oh, yeah.
Take off to it and put it on the internet.
Yeah. Just do what I do and post your sex video online for them to see if they want. So you can't get blackmailed.
I realized that something important was missing from my life.
Something important was missing from my life. Sex.
Chrissy, can you have sex and heroin? Or is it just like it's not getting up and you can't coordinate what's going on, you know what the fuck's going on?
Nope, not a chance.
What about if your partner were sober and was doing all the work? Or would you not even notice?
You wouldn't notice. It's completely impossible.
Right. So is it alright to rape someone on heroin because they won't notice?
No.
Okay, that's a shame. This is also why I don't like clubs since you have to yell everything.
Yeah. They're terrible. I'm not gonna lie to you on any level, I hate them.
Good.
I can fuck off. Good. Everybody in them can fuck off.
Good, yeah. Whenever I hear about like terrorists bombing a nightclub in Dubai or something, like that. Remember there was like a fire in a nightclub in Brazil and like 500 people died. That was some good shit.
Lol.
Young Renton noticed the haste with which the successful...
Is Renton a name?
I think so. Or he's a rent boy. I'm not sure. But yeah, I like Renton. I've heard people call him Renton. Absolute gay little t-shirt.
Yep.
Dropped Renton of his sex drive, but now it returned with a vengeance.
See? It even takes away your sex drive. Days faded into memory. But it's okay, you get all the STDs anyway from needles.
His post-junk libido, fueled by alcohol and amphetamine, taunted him remorselessly with his own unsatisfied desire. Dot, dot, dot.
Lol.
You should really just go to a brothel or something.
Here's something interesting about heroin. The rate of HIV and AIDS in Australia has gone down compared to the US because it's not illegal to have drug paraphernalia with you, which they've focused on making sure that's the case. And you can go to like tons of places and exchange dirty needles for clean needles anytime you want. And they're even putting in vending machines so you can do it 24/7.
Good. Less which government regulations
is good
again.
Because it reduces the amount of like HIV positive shitbags running around.
Yeah, and fucking people. Good. Less government regulation once again.
Does she look like your sister?
Nope. Remember in Sweet 16?
Would you?
No, that? She's Scottish. remember in Sweet 16 where he's looking over into the swimming pool? There was a girl there that looks a lot like my sister, but I wasn't going to say anything because I don't want to get like doxxed or something. Don't flag a chat to run facial recognition program.
That's funny. I think you've sent me photos of people like your sister before.
Fuck. Now this girl's special. Thanks. What's your name?
Diane. Where are you going, Diane? I'm going home. What was that? It's where they live. Great.
She seems sensible, so I'm just going to tell him to fuck off since he's obviously on several things.
Do you find that this approach usually works? Or let me guess, you've never tried it before.
Pick-up artist.
In fact, you don't normally approach
normal experience
women,
am I right?
The truth is that you're a quiet, sensitive type, but if I'm prepared to take a chance, known. I might just get to know the inner you. Witty, adventurous, passionate, loving, loyal. Taxi! A little bit crazy, a little bit bad, but hey, don't us girls just love that.
Blown the fuck out.
Well, what's wrong, boy? Can't got your tongue.
No, I left something.
I thought she was telling him to fuck off. Woman. Woman alarm goes off.
Yep. People do this. I've seen this in real life. It's not something I would ever do, but something I used to fantasize about when I was a teenager.
What, jumping in a taxi?
Like just meeting a girl and making out with her.
But
I've seen a friend of my wife's just like making out with a random dude that she couldn't have had more than one sentence conversation with.
Like even if I was into that kind of thing, that would set my STD alarm off. Even kissing someone I don't want fucking herpes, so fucking literally random people, I think.
You can't get herpes from kissing.
Can you? No, like oral herpes.
Yeah, you can get that, but you can get that from fucking a million things.
Like what?
Like kids get it all the time. Drinking the same.
Implying people aren't kissing kids, mate.
Someone's
implicating a certain implication there,
yeah,
mate.
That too. You can get it from someone talking and like micro particles of spit flying through the air and landing on your lip when you don't realize. Like,
good job, I never talk to people.
It's one of those things. It's, yeah, seriously.
Can you get oral gonorrhea from people kissing? I just learned that thing that was a thing the other day, and I'm just like, oh no.
I don't know because I haven't looked that up yet. Okay. You only told me about it.
Okay.
Like, fucking hell, mate. That's scary as shit.
Yeah. And I've seen pictures of it, and like the back of people's throats are like bright red inflamed, and it's absolutely fucking disgusting.
I like this song in the background, by the way. It's a Blondie song. It's good.
Casual sex. Fuck all music.
It's very funny to me that even though you're Scottish, this movie's about Scotland. I know more about everything that's going
Blondie
on here than you do.
Scottish?
Like I know more about the drugs, more about the alcohol,
more about the sex,
more about the music.
Is Blondie Scottish? Am I meant to know that? Or?
No, she's not.
Alright. I don't know anything about music. I guess people, man.
Good. I prefer. She's hot. I prefer you didn't know anything about it.
Good.
Not much. Stop up! Don't judge it. Stop up!
That is quite Scottish, stopping having sex to see the football results.
No, he thought he was putting on the sex tape, but he stole the sex tape and put it in his
football. Oh, okay. You can't sleep here. What? Out. Come on. No argument. We can sleep in the sofa in the hall or go home. So they were intending to have sex or watching a video of themselves having sex?
Yes.
Can they just look down?
I guess it's a different angle.
Fair enough.
And they can see their own face and shit.
Get some mirrors.
This is why you don't make a sex tape.
Yeah, all these fucking celebrities are like, oh my god, man, you just got leaked. You're fucking famous, why are you sending people your fucking tits, you dumb retard? And then they just leave it in amongst other videos. Single mommy fans.
Some nice single mommy fans.
9/11/9/11.
Shout out to Stefan for that term. It's great.
But yeah. It's very descriptive and probably triggers a lot of people.
Now, this is something I've never done.
What? Been woken up by a plane?
You'll see.
Riding a bike indoors?
No.
Hi. Hello.
My dad has an exercise bike indoors and I got on it the other day and then I regretted it and immediately got off it. Plenty of it. Pissed the bed.
What was that?
Shit the bed.
Nope.
Come the bed.
Yep. The middle one.
Okay. No, I've never shit the bed. I've only ever shit my pants or shit my commuter chair.
Yep. I pissed the bed when I was a kid, though.
Quite
a few times, as I recall.
That's not too bad for you, since like you've pissed everything, every fucking new environment you've pissed on.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe it doesn't count.
Don't tell you, I remember once when I was a little kid, I was lying in bed and I didn't want to get up to pee. So I just like leaned over the edge of my bed and pulled my dick out and pissed over the edge of my bed.
Oh, that's ghastly. I knew a guy from IGN who would come that way. He would be being in bed jerking off and just lean over and come down the side of the bed. And eventually when he moved the bed,
yeah,
it was just the entire wall was stained with cum. yellow. Fucking ghastly.
Yeah, it was all yellow. Yeah. I did that, and I had to, and we moved, so I had to like scrub it down before anybody saw it.
That's disgusting. Although something disgusting I did was in my last bedroom, I would pick my nose and wipe it on the wall, so the entire wall was covered in bogeys.
Wait, wait, what a twist! What a twist! She's underage, what a twist.
Fucking pedo. Is he, like, legally responsible for that? Are you meant to ask someone's ID before you fuck them? I'm guessing he's a man, so it is his fault.
What do I think, or what's the law?
What's the law, and what do you think?
The law is that if you thought they were 18, you're okay.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna fuck a baby and say that you're 18. It's just a dwarf.
I think he'll be fine.
And what do you think? Oh, slut should be killed.
What did you say?
What did he say or what did I say?
That's right. Comedy.
I like for one shot it was like darker shit or something.
I think that is as funny as it gets. That's what the colour of your shit when you've got alcohol poisoning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not holding hands.
In that case, you can do it. You were quite happy to do a lot more last night.
Yeah, and that's what's illegal.
Nikolai's like fucking schoolgirls.
There's actually like, I remember when I was in school, they taught us, they said if you ever fuck someone who's underage back, and here's what you do. Immediately go to the police and tell them that you found out you had sex with an underage person by accident. Because as long as you get there before they do, you'll be alright. I think in this case it's probably a good idea.
Really?
I actually do.
Why?
Yep. To cover your ass. Because if they make
so she doesn't call rape or anything,
you will get fucked.
Okay. But when the police be like, oh, thanks for admitting to a crime, we'll charge you anyway.
No, because it's not a crime if you thought they were 18.
Okay. So I'm just getting your word in first help, like that's what you would say anyway.
Has your parents ever said, let's climb up a hill like that, and you said, fuck off?
yes, but I've also done it sometimes. And something that's weird
okay,
is
good.
Mountains look a lot bigger far away. When you get close, you think like, well, it's covered in trees, then you're like, oh no, it's just like shrubbery. So it's not that big.
I think that's just Scottish mountains, but yeah. Mm. There's the quote, the rant that I've been telling you about for like 5 years or something is in this.
Okay. Bit.
This is not natural, man.
The bridge is standing.
It's not natural. It's not natural. There's no heroin here.
We know you're getting a hard time off Lizzie, but there's really no need to take it out on us. Make you proud to be Scottish.
Here we go. Listen to this. Sure are.
Some of the fucking earth. Most wretched, miserable, servile, pathetic trash that was ever shot into civilization. Some people hate the English. I don't. They're just wankers. We, on the other hand, are colonized by wankers. Can't even find a decent culture to be colonized by. They're ruled by effete assholes. It's a shite state of affairs to be in, Tommy. And all the fresh air in the world won't make any fucking difference.
And that's why I said we have to watch this for the independence one.
Oh well, we'll be independent soon, so don't you worry, Spud or whatever his name is.
Renton.
Renton.
Do you agree with his little speech there?
Yeah,
you want to be
it.
Like, no, Australia.
Fuck it. Well, Scotland, well, like, yeah, Australia is a fucking shithole, and I've never met or heard of anyone from Australia that wasn't like this. But, I mean, you get normal people in Scotland. You get, you know, people who have contributed to science in Scotland. But, yeah, when, like...
You get normal people in Australia, too.
Do you? I've never met them, mate.
Yeah. Okay, it's because it's the internet.
Okay.
I've never met anyone on the internet, either. I think they don't go on the internet, normal people in Australia, to be honest.
Maybe they just go on like Australian websites or something and don't annoy anyone else. That's what everyone says. But yeah, when I go outside and look around, it's like, I'm like, oh, I'm in DayZ because it looks like a fucking like ex-Soviet East Bloc hellhole rundown shithole.
Fucking hell, mate.
And like, I can't really tell the difference between Neds and Slavs. They all wear fucking sports gear and they're all on drugs and they all hang about scathy places waiting to overdose.
Adidas. Mm-hmm.
Not wearing lacrosse like Anders.
He's stealing money from his mum. Have you ever done that?
No. She borrows money from me more since I'm the only one who has cash. Everyone has credit cards, and whenever anyone needs something for cash, I have it since I've been like holding on to Christmas money since I was six and there was many.
Told me where to go and no fucking mistake. She broke up with him because of that videotape. I said, look, is
there any chance what to get a bunch of fucking retards.
Honor Blackman, aka Pussy Galore, right? What a total fucking misnomer.
That's true, she doesn't do anything in that movie.
The only thing I remember that about that movie is, like, she's bisexual and that was, like, quite edgy for the day. Better than sex. Oh no, sorry, they phrase it as she's a lesbian, but Bond converts her back to straightness or something like that.
No, he never had sex with her.
Didn't he fuck her in a haystack in a barn or something?
I think it's one of his Pussy Galore's girls. I don't think it's Pussy Galore herself. If I recall correctly.
Sorry, all women look the same to me. I mean, that's
what counts, right? Sorry, we'll do a commentary on all the James Bond movies.
I'd do a commentary on Die Another Day because that's like a fucking hilariously bad movie.
Oh, that's fucking appalling, mate. Heroin's got great fucking personality.
Is there a special skill involved in hiding things up your arsehole? Since, as I've told you, I've put a bullet vibrator up my arsehole, and the thing started escaping up there, and I wouldn't want that to happen to some drugs I was hiding there.
I don't know.
Is that just because I was moving under his own? Okay.
I've put a finger up there once, and that's it. I kind of regret it.
Why?
How many times have you fingered your arsehole?
I don't know, like 50 times or something. You have to finger your prostate and it feels good. Although, like, some men...
Oh, that would be a great way to steal televisions. Just walk into old people's homes and take them because they don't do anything.
Yeah. That is something that happens in Scotland a lot. I don't know if, I'm sure it happens other places, but yeah, old people are, like, very, very targeted for crimes of robbery since, like, obviously they can't fight back, so people just walk in their door and fucking take what they want and walk out.
This is where you inject heroin when all your other veins have collapsed.
Into your dick.
In your dick.
Wowza.
Yep.
What does your veins collapsing mean? Like the ones on the surface? Thank you. Right, obviously if your veins collapse, you'd fucking die, but like the ones on the surface.
Yeah, I don't know. Not collapsed. I don't know what it is. Like they're, like, damaged, so you can't get a needle to go in. Yeah. I don't know exactly what it means.
Like too scarred or something.
Lol, Americans.
He's also in a lot of things.
Who?
The psycho guy.
Big B? Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think you're wrong.
Well, I think he's from 28 days later, 28 weeks later or something. He plays the dad in that or something. Another Danny Boy.
I don't think he's done a lot of things, though.
Oh, and the guy with the bleached blonde hair, I know where I see him from. He was a villain in Dexter. It's like serial rapist. I think like the season itself is bad, but I really like the idea of this like group of friends from summer camp, like gang rape a girl, and they realize this is awesome, we can get away with it, so they become like serial rapists. But as adults, they still take women to their.
I think that's based on a real thing.
Yeah, I'm sure lots of people have fucking done it. But he's like the leader of this gang. He's also a motivational speaker. And like when he's giving his speech, he goes, "Take it, take it, take it!" And like he's talking to himself about rape. Everyone thinks like, "Yeah, he's right. I need to take charge of my life." And then when I was watching streams of Dexter, and whoever was streaming it would edit in this guy going, "Take it!" Like here would be a good place to edit in this guy going, "Take it, take it!" When we see a dead baby.
Yes.
Like Lisa's baby, Kank's baby.
Keep in mind that nobody knows who the dad is of this baby because they have literally all fucked up.
So they're like one quarter mourning that their child might have died. 25% chance the child died. I wish I could think of something to say. Something sympathetic. Something human. If that was me, I'd just be like, who cares, we're ignoring it anyway.
That's a good thing to say. I'm cooking up.
Yeah.
I can't handle this shit, so I'm going to take some more heroin. Mm-hmm. That's literally smart.
Yep. Inject her with some heroin too, and there she goes.
She did. I could understand that. To take the pain. Ugh, use needles.
Fucking top aids. So I hooked up and she got a hit. But only after me. That went without
saying. Well, at least we knew who the father was. You know, he says only after me, like, as in he's going to take the hit first, then he'll give it to her.
Isn't it pretty fast, Dank?
I always think.
He won't be able to prepare it, because he's
probably, but whenever he, whenever I always think that when I go to get someone something, and I have some myself as well, like a drink of water, and I'll like, my wife asks me for a glass of water, and I go to get it, and I drink first, I always think, always me first, because of that saying.
Power.
This is filmed in Edinburgh. I recognise that building. That's where the protest, one of the protest marches ended. When I was trying to track you down, where the Edinburgh one ended,
top
and I had
doxing,
to like go through thousands of photos of that square.
Top doxing. After Central Motor into Killin, we took a picture of that march scene in our family. Implying.
Mr. Murphy, you are a habitual thief, devoid of regret and remorse. Sentencing you to 6 months imprisonment, my only worry is that it will not be long before we meet again. Hello. Mr. Renton, I understand that you have entered into a program of rehabilitation in an attempt to wean yourself away from heroin.
The suspension of your sentence is conditional on your continued cooperation with this program.
Because someone in England a long time ago wore wigs because he was bald and he made everybody else wear them too because he felt bad. That's the reason.
That's a real reason.
God's help, terrible affliction.
Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ.
Is that the real reason? Or is that your theory?
No, that's literally the real reason.
Top. Okay,
You would never get 6 months... jail for a shoplifting under any circumstances.
Unless you're an American, it's your third strike, then you'll get life.
Oh, yeah.
Top justice. Any men who have earrings are automatic pieces of shit. Like, unless you're a drag queen or something.
Yep.
And then you're a huge fan. Like, that's the only excuse. I'm cross dressing. Alright. But if you're like, no, I'm normal,
you're
person,
a huge faggot, then.
Yeah.
I'm not big on earrings on women either.
Yes. Just, like, I can't understand why you do that. It's just like, if I was a woman and I wore earrings, I'd spend all the time worrying I get caught in something and tear my fucking earlobe off.
Yep, and it happens all the time too. It's very funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen a lot of, like, girl fights between negresses and they just, like, grab each other's hook rings.
Yeah.
True facts.
Yep.
I wish I'd gone down instead of Spud. Here I was surrounded by my family and my so-called mates, and I've never felt so alone.
Well,
never on all my puff.
These people don't have any real mates. It's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Since I was on remand, they've had me on this program. The state-sponsored addiction. 3 sickly sweet doses of methadone a day instead of
smack. Methadone!
Well, yeah, there was some of the scandal about, like, methadone's already on the NHS, and they're like, don't just put heroin in the NHS. Like, that was actually something that was up for.
Yeah, just like, eh, fuck it, might as well.
Yeah. Like, they already have, like, sanctioned shooting galleries, or whatever they call it. Like, a room that you can go and shoot up in. Meanwhile, if you need, like, life-saving surgery, you have to wait a year.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually happening, though, see? This is imagination or something. In that case, hard currency. Do nice thing. Can't be too careful, we're dealing with your type, can we, sir? It was Sir Kerr for a starter, some gallant. Is that how you tell if it's fake or something? I'll proceed
directly to the intravenous injection. I guess so.
And first, as soon as I see a black light, I just assume he's checking for secrets.
And there's a guy who was high as fuck with a woman and a kid, like a little kid.
Yeah.
And he kept like nodding off and like falling off the tram seat and waking up again and again. And she was getting all nervous and she went, oh, come on, honey, why are you falling asleep? Are you sleepy? And he goes, no, I'm not sleepy. I just had a big dose of heroin. And she got very, very flustered and embarrassed. And she said, no, you're just joking. Yeah, you didn't do that. No. Like, in front of the whole tram, mate. The whole tram could hear him say it. Oh, that's fucking disgusting.
I bet a lot of people saw this movie and thought, that's cool, I want to try it.
Yeah, I think so.
Since I'm sure when Danny Boyle was making this, I don't know, since there's a lot of pretentious edgy people involved in this movie, but like a lot of movies but get
everyone
made.
Can have you jerking off.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot you were even in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Since I want to forget those movies exist.
I just like to say that's unrealistic is that they don't like wriggle around like that. They just sort of stay still. Maybe they do in the first few
seconds. Maybe he's overdosing
but...
and that's what's happening.
No, he is overdosing. That's what I'm saying. It's unrealistic. Okay. Like, they don't... Yeah, this is what they're like when they're overdosed.
Okay.
And if you kick them in the legs really hard, they'll wake up and, like, for like they'll get, like, a few seconds of consciousness and then fall asleep again.
Top level.
Yep.
What do you do when you come across someone like that on the job? Do you just leave them there and do you physically move them or call the police on them?
Just call an ambulance.
Have you ever purposely not done it so they die?
No.
Come on.
No, but I've dragged, like there was, I think I told you this once, there was an automatic like toilet door that kept closing, opening and closing while we were all trying to stand in there. And like wait for the ambulance, and we needed this door to be open because it was a pain in the ass to push the button to get it to open.
Yeah.
And so I dragged the guy's legs and put them in the door, and so the door just kept bouncing off his leg over and over again and staying open. And it worked a treat. Yeah. And I've kicked the shit out of their legs while they were sleeping, and then I saw them the next day, and I could see the bruises all over their legs, and it was funny.
Oh, good. Nothing wrong with it if you don't feel it.
And once I found a kid overdosed in the toilet, and while we were calling the ambulance, I found his phone, and then I looked through it and I found mum, and I called it, and his mother answered.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Is so and so? He's overdosed." And she's going, "Overdosed on what? Is he dead?" And I said, "How the fuck should I know?" And she goes, "Who is this?" And I laughed and hung up.
And that reminds me of a news story I read where this like a rapist jumped in a random woman running in a park or something, and after the rape he gets her phone and calls her mum, and she's like, who's this? And he's like, oh, don't worry, you'll hear all about it soon enough, and hang up, leave the phone, walks off, just cause more suffering.
What a cunt.
Yeah. Top marks for trolling.
Yep. He just hates women, I guess.
Mm-hmm. For no reason.
Yeah, that's the shit they give him. I can't remember what it's called. And I've seen them give that someone that, and he stood up, like ripped all his shit off the journey,
adrenaline?
Jumped off of it, and stormed out going, "You fucking cunt, you I can't remember what it's called. You fucking asshole, you fucking bastard."
Yeah.
He's very angry about being pulled off of his hire that he just spent $60 on or whatever.
Well, in Pulp Fiction, they use adrenaline. Maybe, I doubt it's accurate due to Quentin Tarantino.
I think that's bullshit, yeah.
All right, but yeah, like if you addict a normal person with adrenaline, they're going to get pretty hopped up.
Mm-hmm.
Train's nice autism room.
Oh, and another good heroin overdose story I have. Sorry, I've seen a lot of people overdose on heroin.
I love it.
We went in there, and I was on the phone to the ambulance.
Oh, he's a Celtics supporter.
And then, like...
Fucking Fenian Bassett.
Is he?
Yep, that's what the green symbol means.
You fucking Scottish piece of shit.
I wish I didn't know this stuff, but...
I like this scene, too. I like this... This is like Danny Boyle's bullshit, but it actually works here for once. He likes these like dream sequences where shit happens, but it's not real. But I like it for some reason. Probably due to the dead baby. Anyway,
I think I know what's going
on. Is that Celtics right there, is it?
Yeah, that's the logo.
Hibern Jan.
I don't know, that means some Irish bullshit. Because we're all a bunch of Catholics.
Lol. Anyway, and when you
you don't feel intense,
when you call the ambulance and you've done giving them all the information, they ask you to stay on the line, so the line just stays open. So I said, okay, well, I'm gonna put the phone in my pocket so that I don't have to hold onto it and I can have two hands. And she said, okay, so the phone's on in my pocket to the emergency operator for the ambulance service. And one of my coworkers comes in the room with a broom. And he goes, hey, let's just jam this up his fucking ass. That'll wake him up at the top of his lungs. I nearly died, mate. I nearly fucking died.
And the calls are being recorded, right? Because it's an emergency call.
Yes, it's right. Of course it is.
Fucking hell. And did you go like, ah, nice running joke that we have, an in-joke we have that's not real. That's funny, mate. Good one.
No, I nearly urinated myself. It's not a joke. I honestly felt my bladder almost lose control.
That would have been smart because they might like shuck at the phone or something. We can keep an eye on you. I appreciate what you're trying to do, I really do, but I just need one more score, Lightly. Just bring me one more hit, please. I need one more fucking hit! Top one. Something tells me it's a bad idea to like lock someone in a room like they're just going to kill themselves. You have to be like properly medicated and looked after and monitored or something if you're going to make someone go cold turkey. Just like he's probably going to jump out the fucking window or something.
This is literally something that you can do to at least like get them off of it briefly.
Good torture on drug addicts. You swear to that shit with your system. If I come back and it's still here, I'll fucking kick it out. Okay. Well, that was well shot. Bravo, Danny. I also know that feel of thinking you're moving in bed, but then you come to and you're not actually moving.
Hold on. I just want to point out, he uses this game show gimmick in 127 Hours too. The exact same gimmick, where it's a game show asking questions about like what he's done, like it's terrible. Yeah.
Bravo, Danny, bravo.
Exact same gimmick, yep.
Bravo.
Except it's an American talk show.
Well. I mean, I'm not saying I was blameless myself, far from it, but there comes a time when you have to turn your back on that nonsense and just say no.
What a prick.
Just say no and take it.
What were you saying, Swo? I keep interrupting you because there's very funny comments I have to make. But interesting
things.
Yeah, I
keep doing it. I finished my comment. I was just saying, like, when they're editing between, he thinks he's writing around, but he's actually just, like, comatose in bed. I know that feeling of thinking you're moving around and then, like, you stop dreaming and you're actually, like, awake with your eyes open.
No, heroin addicts really do like feel like bugs are crawling over them and like kicking shit.
Certainly see spiders.
A few addicts did actually.
Is that why like they have all these like scars on their skin because they're picking at themselves? It's not like the skin's wearing. It's probably like a fun mixture of like infected injection sites. And then scratching yourself.
Yeah, that's meth or crack. I can't remember. It's one of those two.
I think it's meth.
Not so much heroin.
Breaking Bad.
Heroin is mostly just track marks all over the shit.
What track marks? Injection scars.
Infected injection scars, yeah.
Top one. So it's like you can inject something at a hospital or something and it'll heal fine.
Another time we attended an overdose and the guy still had the needle hanging out of his arm and he was on the toilet. Oh, hold on.
Six, 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 healthy. This is me looking at Lumpy and a certain thing. In a movie of me.
Mark. Anyway. Something you need to do. And he still had a needle hanging out of his arm, like flopping around, and he fell in such a way that he's.
And you injected it more than killed him.
Probably trace amounts. Anyway, he was on the toilet, but he fell down to the right of the toilet. And then his head, top of his head hit the ground. Keep in mind, his bum is still on the toilet. And then his neck bent underneath him under his own weight. And it was like folded in a hilarious manner. And we told the person on the ambulance operator on the phone, my coworker did, said like, this is what he's like at the moment. And she goes, okay, well, can you move him? And he said, no, he's got a needle in his arm still. And she goes, okay, but you need to move him. And he said, no, I don't care. I'm not going near the needle. Fuck it. So he was like having trouble breathing and shit, and we just left him like that. Because we weren't going to fucking move him with that fucking needle there.
Good. By the living dead. But not me. I'm negative. It's official. And once the pain goes away, that's when the real battle starts. Depression. Boredom. Typical so Scottish experience.
And there was another death at the workplace. I wasn't there that time though, and the people involved were
junkie
scum. Yeah, so.
But I say, Lisa,
plague. and the other people were quite disturbed by it. Mm. But when I saw someone die and give a shit, I was happy.
Yeah.
One of them becoming a doctor too. I'm
career choice for someone who's like seeing people die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice place, mate. Mm-hmm. Can see who's doing the cleaning up.
Lisa's house.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And brain damaged cat is gonna slither out from under that pile of shit.
Mm-hmm. This is all because he stole that sex tape.
Okay.
And then gave him heroin.
Oh, a good friend. That's another.
Is there
race.
A soccer ball in your house?
I don't think so, but that is a very Scottish thing, playing football indoors and playing football in the street like fucking street kids in Uganda or something. I remember people would like go around school carrying a football and they would just like dribble a football while they're waiting for the teacher to come in the class and dribble a football down the hall in amongst like 100 people walking through.
Fuck hell. Look at this diseased piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
He literally has HIV from Dirty Mix.
Good.
I'm.
He looks like Ron Weasley.
Like, if you take care of yourself on HIV and take drugs, you'll be fine. But if you're an addict, you're fucked because all the diseases build up and you don't eat properly.
Yeah. I read a statistic that it said 1 in 5 gay men in America have HIV. And I think that might be because it's not really scary anymore because you can live in the treatment. Yes. Is that a promise
then? Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. And because they have a culture of casual sex all the time with no strong relationships of any kind.
Yep. No. I wouldn't mind a bit if it is. Which I think is just like not anything against gays specifically, just like something against men. Since, like, if women were that randy, that's what everyone would be like. But they're not. But when you just want to fuck another man, then there's nothing holding you back.
Yup.
And on the flip side, you have things like, in lesbian culture, you have, like, lesbian bed death, where, like, after a year, a lesbian couple would just not have sex anymore because they're a woman.
Oh, really? I don't know about this because I don't read about lesbians because I'm, like...
Oh, I do.
I'm never going to have sex with a lesbian, but I might have sex with a gay man one day, so I should read up on gay men.
Exactly. You'll ironically have sex with me after I've gone full gay when we meet up. But yeah, I read a lot about lesbians and stuff. I wish I was a little girl, but I'm not gay yet. But I would be gay if I was a little girl.
What the fuck? Americans.
Me feeding the pigeons outside the cinema.
Is this Edinburgh?
I think so, yeah. You know, there's lots of castles and shit.
So it's not London?
No.
It's London.
Oh, sorry.
Piccadilly Circus and Oxford.
I don't know, it's all the same to me. It's all like, a capital city that's got cultural buildings, and it's all like, bleh, it could be fucking Luxembourg or some shit. I don't fucking know. Fuck all human culture.
I could see that.
Well, it's a black person, so it's not Scotland. Only the Scottish black person is like the girl behind the counter at the cinema and the demo man.
Have
I told that story on a recording? I've told you the story like 7 times or something. I'll tell
which
it.
One?
The black woman behind the counter at the cinema that I said nigger to, because I was talking about the dog and the Dam Busters.
No, you literally told it in the last commentary we did, so don't
I just love it. I just love it, mate. I love saying niggers to black people.
Sometimes, of course, I've thought about the guy. Me too, mate.
Basically, you two black girls. Any fool could make cash from chaos and plenty dead. Tell you what, I've got a beautifully converted Victorian townhouse. I quite enjoyed the sound of it all. Profit, loss, margins, takeovers, lending, letting, subdividing, cheating, scamming, fragmenting, breaking away. Who's got the keys to Telegraph Road? There was no such thing as society. Who wrote this book that's based on?
Book?
Yeah. I don't know why you say I say book. I just say book. I don't know what. How do you say book? I don't know why it's book.
Not like book.
Okay, how do you say it?
Say book.
Okay.
I say book.
Okay. Book. I met Spud, who sends his regards. Book. Or at least I think that's what you said. I'm not Scottish, so I can't.
Irvin Welsh is his name.
I think he wrote the
this
book.
This is his most famous thing. Book.
Book
of what?
Book. Me and Dessel did a commentary on a movie called Filth about like a corrupt as shit police officer in Edinburgh.
He did.
So it seems like all his books are about how scummy Edinburgh is.
Lol. Stop betraying to me by bad reason in your commentaries.
Get fucked.
Wait, does she do the girl voice the whole way through?
No. Top well, gun safety.
Then fuck off and stop betraying to me by a bad reason.
Sorry, I'm kidding. Supposed to be fucking solid silver, it's fucking garbage. There's young couples invest all their fucking hopes in that stuff, I know. The scandal, Frank, with two fucking great guys. Did you just say Gandalf? You gave him the one ring.
But it's a scandal, ain't it?
Okay.
The psycho's come to live with him in London because he's on the run from the police after being charged with armed robbery.
People people that smoke are especially
scummy.
I would
chimp if that's a cunt.
Chimp the cunt. Why?
Mm-hmm. Because he's just come and, like, ruined my life and, like, living here.
Yeah. I'm just like, get that replica gun and put in a real firing pin and a real bullet, so next time he pretends to shoot himself with it, mm-hmm. he actually goes up. And then he'd be like, whoops!
Yep.
And he'd do anything.
Yeah, the gun's a cycle, but it's true.
He's a mate and a whole soul. What can he do? Sleeping head fits, it's not gay.
Doing the bookies and put a line on for us.
You know, go yourself.
Well, seeing as how I'm a fugitive to the law and I can't even walk the fucking streets, you go. Doncaster, 440, £5 to win.
But he's got a lizard tattoo.
Yeah, he does. I was looking at that and it didn't click with me.
I know how to spot a fucking lizard, mate. Oh, so here's something funny. If you see that tattoo again, if you notice he has, like, a circular scar. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
The right bicep. Everyone of his age in Britain, or maybe Scotland, has that scar. My mum has that scar. And apparently it's from some sort of vaccination everyone got as a kid that, like, literally left a
Oh, yeah.
Silver dollar coin starved fucking scar on your upper
but
right bicep.
Smaller than that.
Okay, it's...
Yeah, I think it's for polio.
And why? Why
polio
is that...
used to be a big deal.
Is it just like a massive syringe with several needles or something that you'd inject, like the EpiPen from DayZ? You just like stab someone with it.
I have no idea. Let's look it up after the movie's over.
Okay.
I'm curious.
It is weird, since like I saw that on my mom as a kid, and I was like, "Well, something she got." But then I saw it, seeing everyone else, I'm like, "What the fuck?" And she explained it.
I think it might be a subcutaneous injection. Like they don't put it into the vein. And so it causes it to like bulge up or something like that. Music is changing. Drugs are changing. Does that make sense?
Even men, yeah. Women are changing. Like not an implant device or anything, but
no, but it's under the skin. It goes,
okay.
Doesn't go in muscle and it doesn't go in vein. It just goes under the skin. Maybe.
Yeah. That's weird and strange. It's just a pity no one told Begbie.
Huh. This is funny. He was talking about new generation of sexuality, and it's a shame nobody told Begbie. This is Ruby kissing Dezza.
Uh-oh. I feel when you get trapped. We're heterosexual by default, not by decision. It's just come on, mate. Who you fancy. Check your privilege, you cis baby. Come on, it's not a big deal. Cis bigot. Check your privilege.
Yes. You try telling Begbie that.
Look, I'm not a fucking buffy, and that's the end here.
Buffy.
Oh shit. I wouldn't make that joke.
No.
That's the kind of joke you only make on the internet when they can't touch you.
Yep.
Or people get very fucking angry.
Yep. Because all these people have been fucking molested by men. I don't know if you want to get an excuse to kill them in self-defense. Just be like, you gay, mate?
Yes.
And it's fucking on.
Yes. Scottish cuisine.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe you did that.
I got a good price for it. Rents, I need the money.
It was my fucking tag.
I've told you this story before, but on another fuck, I've got an overdose story, mate. On another overdose, I went into the toilet and there's needles fucking everywhere, and there's two of them in there, two guys, and the one who's not overdosed is like leaning over the other one and like rummaging through his pockets, and then later we checked the guy's wallet and like everything had been taken out of it. So he just like, as soon as the guy's unconscious, he steals all his mate's shit. Which is exactly what drug dealers do. Drug users do all the time.
Yeah, I have good close friends that look out for them. Take care of their pockets.
And when I opened the door, I told him to like get away from the unconscious one, and he wouldn't. So I kicked him in the chest and made him go flying across the room.
Good.
Yeah. And then later on, he came back into the area several times. So I found him like sleeping on a bench, and so I kicked the shit out of his legs. And he woke up, and I told him to fuck off.
Good. Is that illegal to kick someone in the legs to wake them up and tell them to leave?
Yep. Yep. Do you know what I did? I went out there with another guard, and I kicked him as hard as I could in the legs, and he like jumped up. And I said, "Hey, mate, do you know there's no cameras in this area?"
It's legal if you don't get caught.
Yep.
You know what's not?
There was people on the street, like walking around, who couldn't see me do it, and I didn't care.
Good. Yeah, since now it's person, like you could kill a man in person, we just keep walking. But of course, they
weren't paying any rent. Yep. So when my
boss found something that's very scaffy is selling electronics. Like they sold his TV, and that's what Stephen Yell does. He's gone through like 6 PS3s or something. He has to sell it all the time to get more money for weed. Meanwhile, I like still have like 2 PS2s on my shelf that I'm never gonna get rid of. But by then we had another reason
to go back. Yep. Tommy.
That's real class having PS2s lying around. Toxic megacolon, like osteopath. And there's Lisa's cat. Every time you can't come in it.
Yeah, Lisa's cat is gonna kill her from toxoplasmosis.
Oh, nice.
Like that dude.
Nice. Don't they also give you like parasites that go in your brain? Maybe that would
explain
that.
That's what it is, toxoplasmosis.
Wow.
So the guy whose sex tape he stole is now dead from a cat because he stole a sex tape.
Reverse Nedda.
And he went to heroin.
Good.
Yeah.
You know that episode of The Simpsons where Homer
and he
gets
bought the cat for the girl, for the ex-girlfriend, and she told him to fuck off and take it back.
Good.
Extreme pathetic.
Yes.
What about Simpsons?
Remember that episode where Homer finds out he has a crayon up his nose and he takes it out and he's suddenly super smart? What happens if Lisa got the parasite from a cat taken out and she's suddenly super smart?
Lol.
Oh, sorry, that was too far-fetched. Wouldn't even work as a sci-fi movie. Stroke. What would happen if you gave a cat heroin? Would it the same effect? You get fucking high shit.
I imagine it would die, mate.
Well, just a little bit, just a little bit.
Oh, probably the same effect.
I could blaze it.
Eat cat shit every day.
Mm-hmm. If
your cat was fine, I guess.
Good. If you died with a cat locked in a room, would the cat eat your body eventually if it was starving?
I was just about to bring that up. I love these stories. Cats don't usually do it, but dogs will eat the fuck out of their owners. After a few weeks, they get really hungry.
Yeah, well, they are scavengers.
And like, so they'll come in and like the person's unrecognizable just because the dog has been eating them for like weeks and weeks.
Good. I guess maybe cats aren't, they don't have strong enough jaws to like eat human skin raw, but a dog will tear the shit out of you.
Mm. I think a cat would have a go if it got desperate. They're picky eaters as it is, so who knows.
Meanwhile, like my dog will eat our own vomit. and you like plastic bags. Did you tell him yet?
I had a kid that I knew when I was a little kid, and he once showed me his next door neighbor's dog, and he thought it was the funniest thing in the world. His dog would take a shit and then turn around and eat it immediately, and he thought this was like the greatest entertainment you could possibly receive.
Top bogan entertainment. It's pretty funny though. They're fucking carrying the stuff for sale there and then, like, so. I've seen gifts of a dog throwing up during sex, and it starts having sex to lick out the puke.
That guy there is the writer, by the way.
Oh, really?
Of the book.
Oh, the book, okay.
Yeah, it's his cameo.
Bravo, Irvin. ...off his hands at a very reasonable price, with the intention of punting it on myself to a guy I know in London.
Oh, we've just come back from Tommy's funeral, and you're talking about a skag deal. Skag.
13. Skag, bush pig. Kang. Skag.
I didn't know that skag was a slang for heroin.
I guess good one. Like,
I would have made jokes when I was playing Borderlands.
Yeah, good like Gearbox. What country is Gearbox from?
America.
If you notice,
now he's got one.
If you notice, Grand Theft Auto games have a lot of heroin jokes since it's made in Scotland.
No, I haven't noticed that.
You know what, I've seen all these prison documentaries I watch. There is a lot of people who prefer to be in prison because their lives outside are so shit and like they're so unattuned to society, like they can't be bothered with like always trying to keep straight, they can't be bothered with like the drama from the family. They like being in an environment where you don't have to do anything. You get your food, you get your healthcare, you get a free gym membership, and if you have a problem with someone, you just beat the shit out of each other, and like that's the perfect environment for them. And they literally don't want to leave, and they'll commit a crime just to go back, or be like relieved when they go back.
He's testing this heroin to see if it's any good.
Oh, it's really fucking good. How'd you tell if heroin's bad or not?
If you take it and you die, or if it doesn't work, I guess.
Yeah. Another one before I got to London. Just the one, like, for old time's sake. Just to piss Begbie off. This was his nightmare. The dodgiest scam in a lifetime of dodgy scams. Being perpetrated with three of the most useless and unreliable fuck-ups in town. Checking for oral gonorrhea. I knew what was going on in his mind. Any trouble in London, he would dump us immediately. One way or another, he had to. If he got caught with a bag full of skag on top of that armed robbery shit, he was going down from 15 to 20. Begbie was hard, but not so hard that he didn't shite it off 20 years in Sutton.
You see people drinking on public transport a lot there.
Yeah. Like in America, they have this thing where you're not meant to drink in public, people do it anyway and just have a bag around it. Like a brown paper bag around their beer. But I know people just.
Yep.
Yeah, and just drink openly. Including a little kids.
Lola.
It's just.
What's kids?
Kids? Is he saying? Cairns? Cards, maybe. Cards? Business cards or something? Would it be immoral if, like, you were in this situation, you were associated with this person, to just call the police and say, this man has a bag full of heroin and he's wanted for armed robbery, just get him out of your life? Or is that alright? Is that not considered ratting or snitching?
I don't know, but I wouldn't, just because I would be worried about the consequences.
Yeah, since he'd, like, set his mates on you.
After he gets out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
So it's like, if I knew scum like this, I would want to just fuck them over, and the easiest way to do it is just get the police to do it for you, since it's like a legal and socially agreeable way to lock someone in a cage for them to get tortured for several decades.
Lol. I don't know, I just don't associate with scum like this, and then I don't have an issue.
Yeah. Oh, then on the internet, when you talk to them, like, can I get Lisa?
Yeah, but I only hang out with lizards, you know.
Ironically.
The people who are like the scum of the scum, and then these scum use those women. Mm. That's how fucking low I talk to.
Yep.
Straight away clocked us for what we were. Small time wasters with an accidental big deal.
Is that guy as classy as like a, what is it called, Leaving Las Vegas or whatever, that movie everyone loves and they talk about Bat Territory? You know that movie?
Look at this junkie they've got there to try it out. No.
And it's like a famous author has written an autobiography or something, and it's Johnny Depp in a convertible going across Nevada to go to Las Vegas.
Oh.
And he wears those glasses.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe it's a reference to that.
Yeah.
And before that movie was made after this.
No, it's not a reference to anything like that.
Okay.
I didn't like that movie much. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Leaving Las Vegas. I don't know what movie that is, but yeah. I wish it was Desto and it was.
I think it is a movie too. Boring. Yeah, it was very boring. I bet Desto loved it.
Mm hmm. Since it's about edgy drug use. She also loves this movie.
Is she a drug user?
Possibly. Comment. He didn't need to negotiate. I think she'd like to be. What the fuck were we going to do with it if he didn't buy it? Sell it on the street?
Fuck that. Would you still date her if she was a drug user?
Yes. Since she can't, like, put the drugs in front of me. Unless it was in real life, then no thanks, but thanks to the ones of the internet, you don't have to live in a house that has, like, drugs lying about everywhere.
Settled in £16,000. He had a lot more in his suitcase, like, but it was better than nothing.
I just like to say it's been a real pleasure haggling with you. Fucking brand new, by the way.
She ever says by the way in Scotland.
Okay. Is that what he does? Says by the way, by the way, by the way, something like that?
Yep. It's one of his six jokes. And just for a moment it felt really great. Yeah, they're gonna spend it on heroin because they're recharged. Like friends, like something. A moment like that, it can touch you deep inside. That's another thing about fucking recharge. They get money and celebrate by spending it all.
Yes.
Like niggers in the first of the month. When they get their welfare checks.
The first of the month.
Is that an Adidas sports bag? Which is the most nerdy thing possible.
I can't read it.
Might be.
Probably.
Jewish?
He's just talking about a Jewish princess?
Yeah, talking about his wife isn't TV.
Oh my goodness.
I'm planning to get any Jews in Scotland. That's why Scotland is the best country because there's no Jews or niggers. Or Muslims so far.
There was that one that bought a fur coat from your mother.
Oh yeah, he was, I don't know, he might have been from somewhere else. The moment your backstand out the door. Yeah, I'll be right fucking after you. You little catches, you flabby bastard. By the way, see when I get back. Halfway down the street with the money. Fucking killed you. I thought you might, Franco. Thought you might. No, he just. No, it's a head bank, I guess.
They're all thinking about it.
You serious?
Scummy people. What do you think?
He deserves to have it because it was his money.
His money that I can't follow in the story.
They literally would all steal it. The money's in the bag, and they're all thinking about stealing
it. Okay, how's his money since they did the deal together?
It was all funded by him. And they forced him to use his money that he saved up because they didn't have any.
Fuck you! If you can't hold a pint, you shouldn't be in the pub, mate.
Glassing intensifies.
Does that happen constantly in Scotland?
Yes. Yep.
Yep.
I think all over the UK, since the UK is literally the most violent country on earth. Keep in mind gun control works and keeps everyone safe.
So what happens when you don't have guns.
yeah, exactly. You know what's something that pisses me off in like shows about like I don't know, like magic or something, people want a blood sample or something, they'll cut their palm and then just let some drip and that'll be it. But in real life, like, if you cut your palm, it bleeds very profusely and it's very sore.
And it fucking
and it
hurts.
Never heals.
Yeah. Takes ages to heal because you're folding there constantly.
Yeah. That's some money he pinched, doesn't it?
It's a cigarette.
Do you know what annoys me? People that have moles in the dead centre of their forehead, like Ewan McGregor, that irritates me. My eye keeps wanting to go to it instead of that.
Implying you don't miss some of those moles.
Yeah, well, that's a cute mole because it's like off to the side, like a beauty mark, but it's in like the center of their forehead. It's like, yeah, rest in peace, rest in peace.
Oh, yeah, do you know why people don't get moles removed? I discovered the other day.
I guess I was thinking about having my moles removed.
No, like you can get a scar that will then spread.
Oh, really?
And get bigger and bigger and bigger.
I remember my gran told me if you pick up a mole, you'll get cancer, which I think might have been horse shit.
I think that might be horse shit, yeah.
Or she was thinking, like, some people get skin cancer and they think it's a mole or something.
I can't believe Danny Boyle reused that fucking game show gimmick and thought he could get away with it. Cunt. Oh! And he reuses it in fucking Slumdog Millionaire since the whole thing is a fucking game show and they have to put it like that in it.
What a cunt.
What an unoriginal cunt.
You know, Danny Boyle directed the Olympic opening ceremony in London. And he did probably the stupidest gag I've ever seen, where they get Daniel Craig in character as James Bond to escort the Queen, the real Queen, Buckfast. He's washing his teeth with Buckfast. He's brushing his teeth with Buckfast. Anyway, James Bond and Daniel Craig like walks into Buckingham Palace and gets the Queen playing herself, Queen Elizabeth II of the British Empire playing herself, and like takes her to the Olympics. And then, like, the story is they're in a helicopter and skydive out and parasail into the stadium. Oh, it's like stunt actors, but it's like edited to make you think like Daniel Craig and the Queen are skydiving.
I wish they'd really talked the Queen into doing that, and then they just like put an anvil in a parachute pack.
Yeah, and then it's funny because like they show the footage of the recording, then they show the stunt, then the actual actors or Daniel Craig and the real Queen comes out and the Queen's face is tripping her and she looks like she just wants to be home with her car keys. She's not having any and she looks absolutely fucking miserable.
Jesus.
Face is tripping
cunt.
Her. Yeah. I don't know. I can relate to not wanting to be out socialising. I just want to be home. The Queen didn't do anything wrong. She didn't choose
Did you know that the Queen has more power than what was previously known and that they fought against Freedom of Information requests to find out how much they'd actually had power influence over Parliament and whatnot.
No.
And it turned out she pushed for more like troops in the Iraq War.
Oh, really? Okay, then
yeah.
Okay, assassinate her. Kill the Queen.
Yeah, fuck her. Yeah, she's a cunt.
Good. She's also a literal lizard, if you believe the Alex Jones conspiracy theories.
That guy's pretty nice not to say anything.
Who, Alex Jones? Or him, Spud. It wasn't a big deal. Just a minor betrayal. Both cool. Or we'd outgrown each other, you know, that sort of thing. The edgy camera angle. Let's face it, I ripped them bravo, off. Danny, bravo.
Yeah, seriously.
What deep art. Oh, amazing work, Danny. If you'd only thought of it first. It's like I'm really laying on the ground and rolled over. Spud, well,
okay, I'm sorry for Spud. Yeah, that only works if you're like.
They're trying to.
Leaving money for that guy.
Okay, like they're trying to make it like the character's disoriented.
Like an action scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a bit upset.
Probably a normal day for someone like that. Something I've always wondered is how do they film like a room full of mirrors that's reflecting itself? How do you not see the camera? I've always wondered that.
They set up the angles very well. And I think it's usually less mirrors than what you think there is.
So why did I do it? I could offer a million answers, all false.
truth is that I'm a bad person. But that's going to change. I'm going to change. This is the last of that sort of thing.
What every listener sure says is, every day.
I'm sure it is. Yep.
I'm definitely leaving the farms. You're a reformed, I'm leaving RubyNet forever.
You're a reformed lizard. Definitely leaving RubyNet forever. Definitely never coming back.
See you
definitely
next week, Lisa.
Smoking. Definitely not doing drugs anymore. Yep. Definitely not fucking random men all the time. Jesus Christ. Game shows.
Bravo.
You love game shows, Danny Will, you fucking piece of shit.
No, there was no train spotting in the whole movie because it was a reference to the book and cut it out.
Yep.
Bravo, Irvine, you're good at edgy moves. That's a lot of money to a poor person.
£2,000. Oh yeah, it is.
I have a grand and a lockbox that I lost the key for, so I don't know if I'm ever going to get out. I'll have to smash it on Monday.
She was hot.
Yeah. Eagle eyes fucking school girls.
I tell you, I once tried to have sex with an underage girl.
No, you fucking nuns. Was this your sister, mate?
No.
Move to Britain, because this is the official pedo capital of Earth.
She was 17, so...
Were you underage at the time?
I think just to... No. Okay. She was 17, and I was over 18, and I didn't care.
What age were you?
So... 22.
You're a sick pedo bastard, man. You deserve to die. Why did you say try to? Did she say, sorry, I only get molested by my dad?
No, I went on a date with her, but never went anywhere. But okay. I was intending to have sex with her.
Okay, why did I not go anywhere? Was it because she was fucking 17 and immature? You fucking nuts.
Probably.
Top one. And before you were too immature for her. Well, what do you think of that movie?
I think it's very funny and good, and I really like the speech about
Scott being a shell.
And I also like that it shows what pieces of shit heroin users are, because they are. I fucking hate them, and I like them.
Yeah.
And I have to deal with them sometimes, so fuck off.
I'm sure there's someone who saw that movie and thought, that looks a lot of fun, I'll do it. I wish I was cool like Renton.
I hope so. I hope that happened.
Yep. Since I don't know the intent of this
movie.
But
how dumb you have to be to not already try it.
I don't know, people seem to do the same ideas over and over again, and if you tell someone something very obvious, like, have you tried looking for a job, they'll be like, oh yeah! Like, they genuinely didn't consider an obvious fucking possibility.
What did you think of that underage girl's haircut? I thought it was pretty good.
I like it. Not bad.
I liked it. It's hard to pull a short hair, so whenever I see it, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you have to not to be ugly, since having long hair kind of distracts you from being ugly.
That's the number one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can pull out long haircuts.
Also, you
have
to have a certain shape head, I think.
To not have a weird protruding skull shape or something.
Yeah, that's it. That's another thing, like, you have to... Like, even guys with shaved heads, like, can't pull it off if you don't have a
good skull. Absolute numpties, yeah. Like, there's a guy, and you know those guys who did, like the Mr. Plinkett Star Wars reviews, they have a guy on their site who is referred to as AIDS Moby because he looks like Moby but with AIDS, and he used to look alright with hair, but he shaved his...
What?
Maybe AIDS
he already
Moby.
Looks like he's got AIDS, mate. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but he shaved his head and he looks fucking horrible.
It's a very weird end to the commentary, by the way, where we're just talking about a guy called AIDS.
Yeah, well, it's fitting. It's fitting for Trainspotting, since there's a guy with fucking AIDS in it. But,
Teaching stop. Mm-hmm.